Hi, this is Michael Dominic, loyal listener and Patreon supporter, and you're listening to Y'all Heard, your source for obscure information to tell people at parties.
Y'all Heard?
Hey, everybody. This is Y'all Heard,
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes, from things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know.
Marissa, we have to tell everybody what we're doing.
So, because I'm moving and going on vacation, and Pete is going on vacation, we cannot record for... You made a face. I don't know what you're actually doing.
I didn't make a face.
You were like, I'm on a vacation. I'm choosing to call whatever you're doing a vacation. We can't record for like a month. So.
We're recording two short episodes.
Yeah.
And we might throw some reruns in between.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we'll take 1 week off completely.
I was going to say we're driving two unique episodes, but I only know that one of them is going to be different. I don't know what your other one is. It's a surprise to me.
And isn't that what life is all about?
A surprise to me? Yeah.
I thought this was a funny story. Nothing is new in my life, but I figured maybe we'll do how I'm doing this episode and how you're doing next episode.
Okay, sure.
And I'm doing whatever. I was in an elevator today, and... this came into my mind, this kid that I used to live with in college. He was kind of like a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But he one day was like, I think that girl likes me. And we're all like, why? And he goes, I saw her checking me out today.
Oh.
And we were like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you know the display in the elevator that shows the number of the floor you're on? I looked up at it, and she was looking at me through that. And we were all like, she's looking at the fucking number.
That's awkward.
That's what everybody does in the elevator.
Wait, I missed the original. When did this happen? Recently?
No, this was back in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you are?
I don't know if you've been able to tell, Marissa, but I think the last dozen or so times you've asked how I am, I have not answered that question.
Okay. So you're sharing stories.
So I told Marissa that I had to take a sleep apnea test.
Oh, no. Do you have the results on air?
Because my doctor... So, guys, I'm on SSRIs. One of the side effects of SSRIs is making you tired. So yeah. I go, hey, I'd like to get off of these... because I'm tired all the time. And she goes, you might have sleep apnea. So I got this thing in the mail, and it's a little tiny thing, and you tape it to your finger, and then you go to sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, your phone goes, we got all the data. Good job sleeping, bro.
Okay.
But here's what makes me nervous. And this is what I'm coming to you for your opinion on, Marissa. It said that I was supposed to do it for 2 nights.
Okay.
I did it for 1 night, and then partway through the day, my phone went, you don't have to do another night. We're done.
What?
It was like, send it back early. You're done your test. We got all we needed.
Okay.
And I'm like, is that good or bad? Because I slept really well the night that I had it on.
I feel like it has to be bad, because if it was good, wouldn't they need one more day?
If it's bad, I think they should get one more day, too, but...
You're right.
I think the other thing is that it just has to do with your pulse.
Oh.
And I thought it had to do with, like, oxygen.
So did I.
So.
Honestly? Well, wait, so what did you do? Did you send it back?
No, just because I was running late this morning.
Oh, but I mean, so that was yesterday, so can you do it the extra day?
Can I do it again?
Because aren't you supposed to do it 2 days? Like, does it bar you from doing it a second day?
I don't think so.
So why don't you just do it another day?
I guess I could. I thought about that yesterday.
Just to be safe. Are you going to reveal the results on air?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys if I am perfectly content to suffocate in my sleep or if I don't have sleep apnea.
If you want just a fair trade-off, I can give everyone my pap smear results.
Oh. No, I think we're more interested in the colonoscopy.
I want to let everyone know, I did tell you I had a colonoscopy. I almost said teacher, not teacher. The doctor does colonoscopies. It said she loves colonoscopies. They're her favorite thing to do. I went for my pap smear, and the lady said she loves pap smears. And if she could, she would do all the pap smears. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I don't think I want people to be passionate about their work.
Well, at least she was like, well, I'm passionate. Like, I like doing it because it's about women's health and I love women's health. She wasn't just like, I love vaginas and looking in them. But still, it was like, I don't know, to verbalize that? Anyway.
All right, Marissa, today we are doing a shorter episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to do a traditional delivery of a topic.
Are we not doing icebreakers in these shorties?
I figured no.
I'm calling them shorties.
I thought maybe we could do them at the end if we have something related to the topic.
Okay.
All right. So this week I wanted to tell you about something online. It's a nice service. You post content and people pay money to access the content. Patreon.com/y'allheard exists. That's how we try to make some money off of our podcast here. But this is kind of like it's a good way for people to make money off of their hard work, and that's what we all want.
And, okay, what kind of content?
Well, today we're going to be looking at OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
Now, hold on. If anybody is like, this is Pete doing another porno episode.
Which, if you are, so what? It's our show.
For the record, I wanted to get a few technical things out of the way first.
I mean, OnlyFans isn't only porno for everyone, but continue.
Right. For, OnlyFans, I did not know, is a British company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it was founded in 2016 by Tim Stokely. And he comes from money, and he looks like it if you look him up.
Okay.
OnlyFans was a family affair with funding from his father and a partnership with his brother. Years later, Stokely sold the company to Phoenix International, which I looked through their SEC filings.
Uh-huh.
And the father once was the director of Phoenix International, but then he stepped down, and 2 or 3 years later, they bought OnlyFans. So, kind of weird. I didn't quite understand all of that.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about the part of OnlyFans that is rarely talked about, unless you are Marissa. That is the non-adult content.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you can put all sorts of stuff there. Some celebrities piss people off by going on and just posting dumb, kind of sexy pictures, but not actually porno and, what's her face? Do you remember when what's her face? Oh, that redheaded.
I can't remember the first one.
Yeah. It's not important. She's not that important.
But bad Barbie's on there.
Oh, I'm really glad you didn't say Bad Bunny.
She's on there. And there was a lot of criticism when people were very excited to sign up for her account. She made the most money in the shortest amount of time on OnlyFans. And people were very disturbed by it because she started the OnlyFans account when she turned 18.
Oh, wait, she's Bad Baby, not Bad Barbie.
Okay.
To point that out, not because I'm calling you wrong, but because I remember it was stuck in my head that I kept saying her name wrong.
Okay.
That's all.
So, Bustle summarized the shocking turn of OnlyFans in 2021. After an August 19th statement sharing new content restrictions that would ban quote-unquote sexually explicit material, the site faced an onslaught of backlash from sex workers, subscribers, and really anyone else with a Twitter account. The announcement of these new restrictions came in light of rumors that OnlyFans was struggling to lock down investors, which it doesn't seem like they had trouble locking down investors when they were porno, so And yeah, I'm going to use that very, very broadly this episode.
That doesn't even, like, seem to check out to me, because, like, why? Porno makes money.
Yeah.
Like, what are we, fucking so puritanical? Like, who cares?
Tim Stokely, this isn't his first venture into adult entertainment, so.
Yeah. Oh, really? What else?
I don't know, like, something about cam girls and, some other thing where they would make money.
That family is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's his mom, but at least the guy's wife, not Tim Stokely's wife, his dad's wife, was also on one of these boards. So anyway.
God, I hope not his mom. That'd be fucking weird.
Weird, but not surprising. Yeah. Oh, no, hold on. It says that my results have been sent to my practitioner.
Oh.
And I have to consult with them.
Okay, so I guess there's no point doing it again today.
Bastards. Okay, the new policy, which was supposed to take effect on October 1st in 2021, was intended to comply with the requests of our banking partners and payout providers. 6 days later, they completely reversed the decision and left things as is.
Of course, because no one fucking wants to use OnlyFans for non-porno content.
Yeah.
Like, I know there are a couple people that, oh, there's celebrities on it. They might just want to see some, like, fun, maybe sexy pics, some be able to. I think you can, like, communicate with people on a personal level on OnlyFans.
That's pretty much the rest of my topic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, just so you don't go too deep into it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was just going to say, basically, I don't think anyone really wants to go to OnlyFans other than for porno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Bustle also continued to talk about OnlyFans in a separate piece where they highlighted some non-adult content creators, like the one and only Cardi B.
Oh, what does she have on there?
She posts behind-the-scenes content from photo shoots as well as, like, things from her daily life.
Who likes Cardi B that much?
And we know who Cardi B is, but I contest that we don't know who she is because of OnlyFans. So I don't know if that's, like, a success.
And also, I was going to say, I said, who likes Cardi B that much? That was a stupid statement. I mean, who likes Cardi B that much to pay money just to see behind-the-scenes photos from photo shoots?
You'd be surprised, Marissa.
Not that interesting, but okay.
Music manager and PR strategist Melissa Keklak also uses OnlyFans to help upcoming producers, independent artists, and managers navigate the music industry.
What? In what way?
She provides exclusive videos about career advice, consultations, and gives inside tips and tricks.
Well, like, why wouldn't you use, like, Substack, Patreon? Like, who would think, oh, let me look for career advice on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's an interesting move.
Maybe
she's topless when she does it.
Shay Coulee is a former winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, and they post fashion and makeup content. We also have Coach Jane of Jane Kim Fitness. She's an Australian powerlifter, personal trainer, and lifestyle coach. Her OnlyFans is full of workouts, fitness inspiration, and behind-the-scenes looks at life as a personal trainer.
That's so weird to me. Again, I'm not saying that this content is wild. Like, some people like this content. But I just don't know why you would choose the platform with mostly porno, which, by the way, I have no problem with OnlyFans. It should flourish for, you know, if it has good content, good for it. I don't care that it's a porno platform. But why would you? That just seems very weird to me.
It does. And pretty much all of them say behind the scenes in their description. But,
like, if I was like a publicist or something, and someone was like, oh, where can I find your work? I would be like, oh, on OnlyFans. They would think I was going to have my
OnlyFans.com/Marissa.
Yeah, like, if you want to be known for, like, professional stuff, to say your stuff is on OnlyFans will make everyone think you're naked on it. But anyway.
Who would you pay for, like, behind the scenes, like, look at their regular life on OnlyFans? I'm thinking of, like, crazy big celebrities like The Rock? Like, what is The Rock like in between appearances?
Ugh, probably terrible.
Wait. Does he ever just sit down and be like, so I'm going to watch The Simpsons or something like that?
Wait, you would pay to see that?
I don't know if I would pay for it, but if I'm going to pay for somebody, I feel like it. I want it to be a person that I can't imagine what they do in their free time.
That's a good point, because I was like, I really like Pedro Pascal, but I feel like I get enough fun glimpses. I'm going to answer that at the end of this episode. I'm going to have that in the back of my mind.
There's also comedian and practical joker Natalie Hanby, and she is part of the British prank and influencer group, the Hanby family. Her OnlyFans is full of extra pranks and behind-the-scenes scenes of her family's YouTube channel.
Who's in her family? Like, children or, like...
She's one of the kids, so...
Oh.
Chicklet and Melanie are a duo who do the same thing. They're British comedians, and they post behind-the-scenes things on OnlyFans.
If you are a comedian, too, cool. But if you only do pranks, I don't think you should be allowed to be called a comedian.
Yeah, that's true.
I just
but what I do is funny.
Yeah, but is it though?
Okay, so then you should call yourself a clown.
Yeah, exactly. Pranksters should be called pranksters or clowns, not comedians.
Johnny Knoxville is the clown of our generation.
Yeah, unless you're doing like, unless you're like really writing jokes, I don't want you to be called a comedian. I'm an elitist bitch.
Another one is Cooking with Classy, and they have a successful Instagram and ebook, but the San Francisco-based chef chooses OnlyFans to monetize her step-by-step cooking videos with recipes for dishes like honey walnut prawns, steak and shrimp fajitas, and honey garlic wings. Fans are able to cook with her on demand.
What do you mean, cook with her on demand? What does that mean?
You're just able to watch, like, a video of her cooking and, you know, pause it.
See all of that on Instagram. Also, all of the recipes you told me I know are on Instagram. That is, you know what? I wonder if, for some reason, it's something about the payout method or something. Like, I wonder if it's just, like, they choose that because, like, it's easier to get paid or something. Or the amount.
I think they must be getting paid by OnlyFans.
You know what, you're probably right, actually. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
There's one name coming up where I'm like, oh, that person is definitely getting paid. But all of that we can push to the side, because the real thing I wanted to talk about in this episode is called OFTV, a free video platform featuring original content by OnlyFans creators, including comedy, like Whitney Cummings Presents. Who, I'm like, yeah, they're definitely paying her to be on this.
Yeah.
And LMAOF, huh? Get it? Throw the F at the end? OnlyFans?
Oh, okay.
Reality shows like The House of Sims and Model Farmers, where, yes, models are farmers.
Okay, that's actually kind of funny.
And lots of shows that just tout behind the scenes again.
Boring.
There's also a food show. Let me get this one out of the way. There's also a food show where champion chef Nathan Webb, and this is just in the first episode, goes up against porn star Riley Reed in a cooking competition. They call her Chef Riley, which I feel like is insulting to chefs.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Grandmaster Chef JoJo does so much play-by-play that you'll think you're at a Formula One race. He talks so fast about what each one of them is doing. It's insane.
Well, everyone loves Riley Reed, so I get that one. Now I remember. Do people still care about Whitney Cummings?
I don't think so.
Didn't they realize, like, she's not that funny after her show? Did her show actually? Or actually,
I think she still can, like, you know, bring in some people. She's like a recognizable name, I think. But yeah. I did not like her show. So, all of those that I mentioned are OnlyFans TV originals. But there's also a plethora of exactly what you would expect. sports shows with hot chicks. One's called Puck Buddy.
Oh. Okay.
Which is great. infotainment shows with hot chicks. One's okay. called Very Hot Vocab.
Okay.
Travel shows with hot chicks and hot dudes.
I wouldn't watch any of this, but this all makes sense to me.
Art shows with only slightly less hot chicks.
Okay.
And craft / how-to shows like Jules with Jules.
Okay.
Oh, there's also wellness shows like The Wellness Witch, which, you know, I picked out just for you, Marissa.
Yeah, thank you.
They also hosted a 100,000-pound comedy competition in the UK as part of their ongoing show / competition show series, Creative Fund. In this competition reality series, ambitious and up-and-coming creators showcase their talents to an all-star panel of hosts and judges. Only the best team will earn a spot in the finals. This was for the comedy part. Where the winners of the OnlyFans Creative Fund will go home with funds to support their careers.
Okay.
And the comedy one, the UK winner was Mary O'Connell.
Should I know that?
No.
Oh.
But Mae Martin was one of the judges, if that does anything for you.
Oh, that name sounds familiar. Let me look her up. Okay, thank you.
So all of this is to say OnlyFans TV exists. If you want to have a show on OnlyFans TV, you first have to be a Safe for Work OnlyFans creator. And then you can submit programming to the service at of.tv/submit. So get out there and get creative, guys.
So your show has to be safe for work, but the stuff you make outside of the show, does that have to be safe for work? Because Riley Reid doesn't make...
She doesn't have to make porno anymore. But yeah, she probably does. No, she's like a guest on the show. She's not like a permanent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you need to be a primarily safe for work creator in order to be able to make a show.
In order to submit programming, yeah, and you could still get your programming rejected.
I don't know why though. I mean, as long as your show is safe for work, I don't understand why that doesn't make sense to me. But okay.
What the hell?
I have a lot of opinions, and I don't know why.
I hope you share all of them with us, because I'm done talking.
Oh, no, I don't know. I just don't understand all of this trying to make everything safe for work. I just don't understand why they're not just leaning into what they do well.
I think that's a good point. I always wonder, it's something that bothers me, but I also know it's like the core of America and capitalism. Reese's is always my go-to example. Reese's can't just be happy making peanut butter cups, Reese's pieces, you know. They have to put caramel in them. They have to put cookies in them. They got to put pretzels and potato chips and all sorts of shit in them. And it's just like, why don't you stop trying to expand and just focus on what you're good at? And yes, that's my same advice for OnlyFans.
Yeah, I don't know why that bothers me so much. Because, no, I know why it bothers me, sort of, because then when you try to do a billion things, you sometimes, like, just do a lot of things okay, and then, like, your main thing is not as good as it could be, because you're, like, spread too thin. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, so that's fucking stupid. But, yeah, and again, like, I don't even use OnlyFans.
Really?
I was like, my salary of life, I don't even watch porno. No, that's not me. Somehow trying to pretend I'm too cool for it. I like erotica, not porno. Porno makes me uncomfortable. But I still think it should exist, and it should, I don't know, it should, people just, you know, like, let it be what it is. Stop trying to make
every single thing that I came across, I was like, oh, just put that on YouTube.
Yeah, that's everything you're saying is something you could just get on a different platform.
The only thing that I noticed is that all the things on OnlyFans TV are very short-lived. Like, there's like 6 episodes and then it's over. Which, again, does sound like a YouTube channel. But, yeah, for some reason, they just wanted to keep it on their platform.
Interesting. Yeah, right. Whatever. Good for you, OnlyFans. If it's working for you, cool. If it's not working for you, then you're dumb, and I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah. So I guess our advice to the audience is stick with what you're good at.
Yeah.
Stop trying to branch out.
You know what? That's something I'm trying to do in my life. I have a lot of projects going on, and I realize I need to focus on things. Otherwise, I'm just going to do a bunch of things poorly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still very caught up in not knowing who I want to pay to see what they do offline. I wish you had asked me that ahead of time, because I know you don't. No one's gonna care if I don't have an answer, but I want to have an answer.
Yeah. What about that? That lady that you like.
What? What lady? What does she do?
Wasn't she like a tattoo lady?
Oh, Kat Von D?
Yeah. Is she like racist now or something?
No, I need to specify, guys. I don't like Kat Von D. I am obsessed with following her because she does so many problematic things and it's so easy to not do what she does. Also, like, I'm going to go on a tangent. She created this like gothic mansion and then like chronicled the whole creation of it. Then like a month later, she decided she didn't like all of the COVID precautions happening in California. So put her mansion up for sale and then moved to like Indiana so she could have guns and not have vaccines and stuff. And I was like, she's like laughable. And also then she also like.
And you don't want to see what her behind the scenes life looks like. You don't want to see her crying in the mirror going, why do I keep making all these bad decisions?
But also now she's a born-again Christian, and it's fascinating. I'm not laughing at being a born-again Christian. I'm just laughing at how she's managed to alienate everyone, and it's amazing. I would love to see her behind the scenes, because again, I'm so obsessed with how terrible it's all panning out, but I wouldn't want to give her money. But I'm full of shit because I bought a pair of her shoes because she makes good shoes. So I am full of shit when it comes to Kat Von D, guys. Don't call me out. So I don't know. Maybe Amy Sedaris. I would like to know what Amy Sedaris actually does.
Okay.
Because, like, yeah, someone who's, like, kind of odd on screen, I want to know how odd they are, like, off camera.
Now, let's say it's $10 a month.
No.
No, no, no. Let's say it's $10 a month. While he was alive, Michael Jackson, are you paying the money?
Oh. Ooh. Okay. If I could pick an era, if like the internet existed when Michael Jackson in his 80s era, 100%. The way things were going leading up to his death, no. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have known exactly what he was doing.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes this episode. Plugs. Do you have anything you want to plug or anything, Marissa?
So this is stupid. This is whatever. I've plugged this before, but I just need to bring it up that I love X-Men 97. I've brought it up before. It's a fantastic Marvel show. It's one of the best things Marvel is doing, has done. The show is fantastic. When this is coming out, there might be very little left for the season to be complete. But almost everyone I know is watching X-Men 97. Yet at the same time, two times people have sent me articles saying that no one seems to be watching X-Men 97, and I don't understand. I don't know if that's true. I'm too lazy to keep
fact-checking. Everybody was talking about it when it started.
Yeah, and it's kind of like critically... Like, everyone is, it's really good. Like, critics are giving it two thumbs up. But people are saying that it's not, it doesn't have a viewership that was expected. So, if you're curious about X-Men 97, but you haven't watched it yet, give it a watch. I don't know whether that shit's founded or what, but man, I would hate that show to not go on for as long as it could, because it has so much potential. So yeah, I'm just plugging X-Men 97 again. How about you?
There might be some people like me that are like, you know what, I'm just going to wait till the end so that I can watch a lot of it at once, you know?
You're right, yeah.
Like two or three episodes a day.
Yeah.
Knock it out.
I hope so. Which, yeah, there's only two episodes left when we record this, so it's almost time.
I'm going to just remind everybody that you can go out and get the WNBA app so that you can watch WNBA games on their League Pass. If I remember correctly, the NBA's was $125 this past year, and the WNBA's is $35.
That is so weird.
And...
I'm sorry, not weird. It just makes me sad. For the WNBA.
Yeah. It's more, I mean, it's more affordable, so it's cool for me. But
yeah.
But, they're also going to have a lot of televised games because of Caitlin Clark. So you can also watch, you know, just look for it on TV coming up. I think their first game is coming up pretty soon, but when this is out, it may well have already, the season may be underway. I think this year so you guys know I like to root for a particular team. I think this year I'm going to go for the Seattle Storm.
Okay.
I'm still
like
going to
like... I just plugged X-Men 97 and Storm's in the air.
Very nice. I will still like the Indiana Fever and the Dallas Wings. So that's my plan.
Cool.
If you plan to shoot us an email, you can do so at yallheardpod@gmail.com.
And you could call us at 570-POD-WAD-1. And thanks for listening, guys.
Don't forget to visit our OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/yallher.
He's lying. We don't have one.
Yet.
You can slide into my DMs at Riss Vandal. Nothing sexual, please. Speaking of OnlyFans. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.